Hello and welcome back to our latest episode of West Coast XC. I'm your host, Ken Martinez. If you're watching this, that means you're watching it on YouTube. Please click on the subscribe button and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That would be fantastic. That way you get alerts to our episodes that come up. We try to do it on a weekly basis. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you can also follow us on that route too. That'd be awesome. In this episode, we're going to focus on the great state of Washington. They are starting off their invitational season this weekend, and we'll be talking to Matt Ellis of the Bellarmine Prep Lions of Tacoma, and he'll be talking about his invitational up in Bellarmine, a two-mile race that opens the season for teams in Washington, and also some teams show up from Oregon, too, to this wonderful meet, and so you'll hear more about it in a few minutes. Last weekend, our wonderful photographer, Russell, who's out of Olympia, came down to Oregon as the Olympia team was at the Ultimate Invitational in Tillamook, Oregon, which is a super fun meet that has mud pits and river crossings, and kids get dirty and have a good time. And you'll see his wonderful photos on his Instagram bio. There's his Instagram right below me as I'm talking, so go check that out. And then this weekend, Todd from California, our photographer Todd, will be at meets this weekend. Russell will be at a meet also this weekend in Washington. I'm going to head up to Washington as well for the Bellarmine Prep Invitational. So when Saturday comes around and you see Sunday and Monday's Instagram posts, look for the photos from all the places we'll go to this weekend. For now, let's go and talk to Matt about the Bellarmine Prep Invitational. I want to welcome Matt Ellis, the head cross country and track coach at Bellarmine Prep High School in Tacoma. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Ken. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah.
And this Saturday is the 26th annual Bellarmine Prep Invitational. My first question to you is, how many of the 26 invitationals have you been a part of?
All 26.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So this is your brainchild.
Well, partly. Actually, this is my 29th year at Bellarmine. And believe it or not, there used to be a Bellarmine invite way back in the 70s. Kind of when, especially girls cross country was getting started in the state. And so Brother Sullivan and Sam Ring, who happened to be my college coach, they ran the original Bellarmine invite. And then it went away. And then when I first started, Bob Fiorito, who was coaching with me at Bellarmine at the time, we just said, let's bring it back. And the first 2 years, I guess it was. Yeah, it would have been 2 years, was a relay race.
Okay.
And it was just four schools. So it was ourselves and Blanchette. I think it was Seattle Prep. Yeah, three Catholic schools in South Kitsap.
Okay.
And it would have been 1999. We were actually dedicating our new track. And Ed Santos, of course, been at South Kitsap for years. He turns to me afterwards because they had this like blessing for the track before the awards. And he goes, Ellis, what did you get me into? He goes, I feel like it's the Catholics and the convicts. So it goes. That's when it actually started. We did 2 years as a relay. And then Bob and I were kind of like, we'd probably get more schools to come if it wasn't a relay.
Mm-hmm.
And so long story short, for 26 years, it's kind of been, 24 years or so, it's been in the kind of format we've had now.
And the race is 2 miles.
Yes.
Washington does a lot of 3 miles and 5Ks. Is that right?
Yeah. Typically most have moved to 5K now, but it used to be, I guess, a little more traditional in Washington State that the first weekend was a 2 mile race. Going back to when I was in high school, we were always, we'd go to the Edmonds Invitational and it was a 2 mile flight race. That kind of just stuck with me. It stuck with Bob. And so we decided, let's kick it off with a 2 mile.
I remember the Edmonds race. Is that the one where the girls would be at one school and the boys would be at the other?
Yes, I yeah, the girls were over at Shoreline and
Correct. That's right. We, yes. It was just 2 miles. It was just a bang bang. It was like 7 versus 7, right? And 6 versus 6, or
Yep, exactly. Just went down, down
was
the road,
fun.
and it was I mean, it was crazy because it began and ended on the track, and you ran on the sidewalk, around the neighborhood, and
Yes, we would. Our bus driver would get really confused. You got to take our girls over there, and then you got to pick us back up because we're still racing. It was before cell phones. I don't know if he knew what he was doing. Okay, so it's a so Washington typically, we do the same thing in Oregon. We start with like a 3,000 or a 4,000 to kind of get our feet wet, and then which I appreciate, by the way, as a coach, because you've got your freshman or your sophomore JV runner that hasn't really raced before, and it gives them a chance to do that. And then, I used to take my team there at Aloha High School. I enjoyed the 2 mile. It was great in early September to get a race in that wasn't the full 3 mile, 5,000.
And
And do you run a 5K or 3 mile course at your high school later on for dual meets?
we have we've kind of moved away from that because it's either 3 mile loops, or we have the inner part of that is of course a kilometer loop, and it's slightly longer than a kilometer, so it's five of those. Which the athletes don't really care for, and I don't blame them, but for 2 miles it works because it's just the two loops. I mean, you brought teams up from Aloha, and Aloha is still coming up, which is cool, just to see that continuity. And so it just has always kind of worked well as a good kickoff. And then again, we've really moved to, we still have a varsity race, but the JV races, ninth grade, 10th grade, and then we have a junior and senior, both for boys and girls. So in that way, it's expanded to the eight high school races, and then we have a grade school, roughly 800, and a middle school mile to kick off the day. So.
Yeah, it's a, I really enjoy going to your meet. And my daughters, when they were little
Yeah.
kiddos, we would bring them up and they'd run the
Yeah.
little kid race, and I'd get all the Aloha kids out. Hey, here comes Allison. Let's go run up. And
Yeah. Yeah.
then I really enjoyed putting our kids, like if I had a really fast freshman girl, and it's the beginning of the season, I just thought, you know what? You're going to run in the freshman race and be a freshman kid just once because you're going to be in the heat of the battle with the varsity girls from now on. So if I had a pretty decent freshman girl, I just, because the freshman girl, I mean, I think you might have done the same thing. There was always really good freshman girls in that race.
No, I mean, even you when you knew you even had a freshman girl who was going to run varsity for you, I just said, hey, you're a freshman, let's you're probably the only chance you're going to get. And then the other thing is, for a lot of them too, it was like, I know, well, she still holds the freshman race record, Nicole Cochran, at the time, right? It's a chance to go for a record, which, now especially, I mean, after last year, the course records are really, really solid.
Well, we'll talk about that in a second. I'm going to ask about how has the meet now you I guess you kind of covered a lot of it. The meet evolved from a relay race to a 2 mile race. Has the course changed at all during this time?
Well, a little bit. Yeah, I mean, it's still obviously 2 miles, and I mean, going back to the relay in terms of evolution, I mean, we ran co-ed teams of four, so it was 8 miles of racing. And so, I mean, it was they were out there for a super long time. So then Bob and I were like, okay, it's gonna be more exciting if it's just 2 mile races. Then we started. We didn't have as many JV races when we first started, so it really kind of evolved to this eight races, like four boys, four girls, and then basically the courses changed in that the school made some changes. And so we used to, when we were on the back kind of power line hill, if you will, the long downhill, we used to take a sharp right along the pole vault runway, and then there was a hill behind our pole vault. Which of course the pole vault pits weren't out at that time of the year, and that already got redone. And so they built basically a continuation of the hill to the north of the pole vault runway, and we run up there, and that connects us to the bluff where we ran before. So it's still the basic same layout, the kilometer loop. We go out to the fast pitch fields, And then the other difference or change we made was because the school built a yard for maintenance stuff behind the football field, is they actually run out on the gravel now the first time, and the second time, well, they come back that way the first time. Second time they come through that yard, which is a pavement actually, because there's a really sharp turn, which we really couldn't avoid. But it was safer to do it on the pavement than on the gravel.
Okay.
And it finishes basically at the 50-yard line of the football field, the Memorial Field.
Right.
Yeah, which it always has. And
Right.
yeah.
Now it's on
And the other
field.
evolution's just been in terms of like really technology, in terms of we used to do all the timing ourselves. And it was with our little timing crew and a lot of volunteers. And of course, now, Rob Whitaker's done it for a number of years. And of course, that takes a lot of, work and stress off my plate, which has been great.
It is great. I used to we used to string the bottom of the bibs, string them. And then
Oh yeah.
somebody like on Wednesday after the meet was saying, "Hey, I think we finished 73rd and not 74th." And I would
Yeah.
never throw those away until Christmas. And I'd have to
Right.
go through them all and go, "Yeah, you're right." It's
Yeah. Oh
so
yeah.
great to do chip timing and just let them take care of it, or bib timing if they read the bib. It's the way to
And
go.
the, well, the other just evolution probably has just been in terms of awards. We've always, now we do 10 deep per race, which is kind of just, and again, you get those freshman or sophomore kids up there who might not have a chance later in the year to get on a podium. And so that's been a cool thing. We used to combine the JV boys because we had two JV boys races. And I'm like, this is crazy. Let's just do three, a bunch. We'll just do top 10 for everybody. So,
Oh, that's nice. I do remember that because a kid,
yeah.
one of my kids would finish the fifth and they're like, "I did it." I go, "Well, this is actually technically the 10-11 JV race. You got the big boys coming up next, so you'll have to keep track of the time." But they're separate awards. That's great.
So that's I guess kind of how it's evolved. And then it honestly, I think the other evolution is just it's gotten pretty darn competitive for an early season,
Right.
especially we get a lot of, and 3A schools coming down, and we've always had Blanchette coming down. I'm a Blanchette alum, and so, and John O'Leary is a good buddy of mine, and so we were teammates in high school, and so they've always come down. But we've had Seattle Prep, and of course Mercer Island is coming down this year, and Central Kitsap, and so we've had some really good, it's really become a really good 3A early season meet. Just kind of see where you're at.
Yeah, I mean, the course is not big enough to have tons of teams, but the teams you get is high quality. It's a really fun meet.
We have, I've expanded a little before. I was like, okay, can only cap, I got to cap it at 20, and that crept up to 24. And then I think last year it crept up to 28 or 29. We pulled it back to 27 this year. But we get a good mix too of some, smaller schools, and so it ends up working out. But I'd love to. I mean, we're just limited by space. If I
Right.
had, especially, better start, we could invite more teams. But
Well, I like the course. I hope it stays the way it is. I think it's fantastic. I mean, it's just fun. It's just a two-loop thing, and it's kids have a ball. It's just great. It's competitive. It's hard to get in the top 10. It's very, very competitive.
And then the nice thing is we've made it a kind of a mission to run on time.
You
And
guys run on time. I do appreciate it. I do appreciate it. We did when we were at Aloha, we would go to Olympia and go to Red Robin, and I was always my stomach around 12:30 was like, "Red Robin,
Gotta
let's
make
go." And
lunch.
you're always on time. I really appreciate that. My kids really like the coyotes or the wolves you have on the you have these I think the baseball coach has it out there to scare away
The geese.
the geese. Yeah, the kids are like, "Whoa, look at these dogs." Well, how can I ask you, like, what are some of your, like, if you look back in your 26 years, what are some of your fond memories? It could be, races and teams, or it could be just fun things or quirky things that have happened at your meet.
Oh geez. I mean, obviously, there's been some, really good performances. And like I alluded to, last year was pretty special in that we had both the boys and girls course record go down. Vincent Recupero, Bishop Blanchette, and Sophia Rodriguez. So that's always special on a year like that. But yeah, I think probably I really enjoy the day, and it's just a great way to kick off the year. And sometimes, again, probably my biggest highlights are just when you, like you said, like you, even it might not be a freshman that you think, okay, they're gonna, be in your top seven, but you really, I think putting those young kids in those class races early on, it just, there's some surprising moments. And it's always cool. Like we, for example, probably I remember this distinctly. She had, she was, good as a freshman, but wasn't a varsity runner. But Emily Thomas sort of came back, actually from Spain. Her grandparents live in, or she is Spanish, or Spanish, and she went there for the summer. She came back and she was in really good shape. And she went out and she was running varsity and went toe to toe with Jordan McPhee, who was one of the best 4A runners from Mount Rainier, and just shocked everybody. So there are moments like that where, as a coach, you're just like, whoa, what just happened? So,
Yeah, early season surprises are really fun. I
yeah.
remember one year in the mid-2000s, it rained so hard that we had to go into the gym to do our awards, and we, yeah, it was, otherwise it's been very nice. I mean, a little, maybe a little cloudy, a little cloud cover, and that's just nice for the summertime, and then it clears up. But one year, it poured on you.
And that, you're right. I mean, we've really been fortunate that generally the weather's been great, and of course more recently the bigger thing is the heat,
Hot.
and or it could be even some smoke. So
Yes. Yes.
so those have been,
Oh, gosh.
the more recent challenges. But the forecast for this weekend looks pretty good. I think it'll be a little cloudy in the morning, and then
Yeah, that's a typical Bellarmine Prep invitation. A little cloudy in the morning, freshman kids benefit from the clouds, and then the sun comes out for the varsity races. They can handle it. They're fine. Yeah. It's 2 miles too. So yeah, I really enjoy the meet. What are some of the athletes that you are looking forward to racing on? I know that entries are due later on tonight or maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, they're due at 9 tonight,
So
but
not maybe not everybody's turned them in, but what do you
yeah,
know?
well, we know, on the guy side, Mana Voss, Zach Voss from Central Kitsap, is the top returner coming back from last year's race. He was second to Vincent last year. I don't think actually Brody from Mercer Island is registered, or at least he wasn't as of yet. I think they only had six guys. I mean, team standpoint too, the you got Blanchette, Central Kitsap, Mercer Island, Curtis, ourselves, so that will be, really solid.
Do you have a
And
really, really, because we don't have Vince anymore.
no,
So you're going to
but
have maybe like a, although I would say you're right about the Central Catholic young man. Mana
Central
Voss,
Kitsap, yeah
yeah, he could
yeah
probably,
and
he might have
actually on
gone.
paper, I mean, actually, Blanchette boys and girls are both going to be very good. The Blanchette boys had the most complete team coming back off of last year's state meet, and so they're going to be tough.
And Mercer Island, even if the Bodie doesn't race, they're pretty deep and they could be pretty
Yeah, they're
good.
pretty deep as well. First, and then the other one too that not to sleep on there on the guy's side at least is Stadium, local Tacoma school. They were super, pretty young last year, but they could surprise some people.
So you have a really good like, and you give out awards to the top three teams.
We should do trophies to the
Yeah,
stars.
so that could be really fun. You could probably have five or six teams really close together.
Oh yeah, and we've had some years that funny looking going back, and some years where, top three teams, top four teams were separated by, mere points. The girls' side, of course, Sophia Rodriguez is registered, of
Yeah,
course.
she holds the course record.
She holds a course record. Of course, I referred to Blanchette, will be there on the girls' side. They got a solid crew coming back. The Curtis girls, pretty solid. We'll see what my, you know, our girls can do. Yeah, it's it's always, it's been pretty solid over the years in terms of team competition as well.
Right.
So,
And you were
yeah.
talking earlier that you get surprised by kids that have really awesome summers. You have no
Oh yeah.
idea what they, and yeah, they have great summers. They grow a little bit, they're physically stronger. So you just never know. Okay.
So
So this is this Saturday,
this Saturday, yeah.
September 13th, 2 miles. Athletes get their feet wet. It's like one of the earlier season meets in Washington.
Well, it's the well, technically, some folks have already raced, but this is kind of the been the traditional, like 3 weeks in.
Yeah.
It used to be, you had to have 10 practices in. So this is kind of the traditional, I guess,
Kick off to the season.
start of the season, invite start.
Yeah.
There have been some like
Dual
weekday
meets.
meets, probably
Yeah, right.
today,
Yeah.
actually. And maybe even now, like last weekend with a jamboree or something,
Right. So this is the first invitational weekend, really.
And for us, it's always like for Bellarmine ourselves, it's always our kickoff,
Yeah.
and so it's, you're 3 weeks in, and it's, I mean, the crazy thing is once racing starts, it's like the season's
Boom.
over.
It's amazing. Like you're at Bellarmine and it's next thing you know, you're in Pasco.
You're at the state meet.
Yeah, it goes so fast. It's so crazy.
It is.
Well, coach, I'm gonna let you get ready and get your registration going here. I appreciate you coming on. I'll be there on Saturday. Looking forward to me. I always just love that meet. So it's
Yeah,
going to be
looking
really
forward to
fun.
having you
I've got all my angles all where I can take my pictures.
there. All
I
right.
got that course figured out. I like getting the turn. I like to get the start and then the turn. It's so great.
That
Yeah, it's a
tight
really great
turn at the
spot there.
start.
So, and then I love your finish too. Those kids are cranking on the football field. So, all
Well, I
right. Well,
appreciate it, Ken.
we'll see you on Saturday. Thanks so much for being on.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye. I want to thank Matt Ellis, Coach Matt Ellis of Bellarmine Prep, for coming on and giving us the highlights of what's going to happen this weekend at the Bellarmine Prep Invitational and giving us some history of the course and of the meet. 26 years. He's been at all 26 years and been in charge of putting on that meet. It's a great meet. He mentioned that it doesn't run behind schedule. They do a really great job of keeping that meet on schedule. They have awesome volunteers. It's just a great meet. I'm looking forward to going up there and taking pictures. So if you go to the Bellarmine Invitational and you want to see photos, you just head over to our bio on our Instagram account and you can find them. So until next time, remember that the West Coast is the best coast. We'll see you next time. Thank you.